It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 610 Worth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Hey, how you doing? Oh, hello, Mr. Lee. How are you doing?
Sorry, I didn't know whether you were talking to me or were you talking to our excellent listeners.
Well, I was looking out the window, you know, but I also was looking at you too.
Yeah, but then you looked out the window and said it, so I'm like, okay, obviously he's just asking all our wonderful listeners out there.
Well, I hope our wonderful listeners have had a great week. We've made it to Friday. How good's that Friday feeling?
The weeks are definitely going quicker, aren't they?
Yeah, certainly is. We say this every week, though.
We do.
Yeah.
God, I just can't believe it's September already.
But you know what? I always love Fridays because, and as long as we've been doing Talk and Flicks, Mr. Lee, Fridays was always movie day. And it still is, right? Because we're heading into the weekend and there's nothing better than on the weekend than going and seeing a movie on the big screen.
Absolutely. And as I keep saying to people too, when you go to the movies, you're invested in the movie. When you watch it on the small screen at home, you'll stop, you start, you go and do something where when you go to the movies, you get the popcorn, your choc top, and you're invested for the time of the movie and you don't get interrupted. It's awesome.
Mm. You did that very well, Mr. Lee. You should work at the cinema. Maybe they'll find a job for you.
You're too kind.
Like a professional. Speaking of the cinema, Mr. Lee, now last weekend, you tell me that you had a very busy weekend. You weren't supposed to work, but you ended up there, didn't you? Because, of course, the Travelling Film Festival was in town at Tamworth and Wagga.
It was. And, you know, I worked all day and then I ended up going back to work on Friday night for the opening of DJ Mahama. It was great. The people were, the vibe, everything. We had Turkish Delight that we were handing out to people as they were going in to watch this Turkish film. Great. Then I was back in on Saturday because we had the Golden Spurtle, the porridge movie.
Did you see it? Did you go and see it? Because that was going to be my next question. Did you see the Golden Spurtle?
I couldn't because it sold out and there's no seats left.
Wow. Oh, my lordy.
How funny is that?
How about that movie about Saddam Hussein getting the cake baked by that little girl that
went around? The President's Cake?
Yeah.
It was popular, but not as popular as porridge.
Yeah, obviously not. People have got their priorities very wrong, obviously. It was a good movie, and well done to the Travelling Film Festival, Bea and her team that put it together, because what a wonderful, wonderful good thing. It's the one weekend every year I look forward to is having the Travelling Film Festival in town.
Yeah. Okay. Well, can I say we were very lucky. We had Eden here in Tamworth, and he was here last year. He was great and just fitted in. Everyone loves him here in town, and I actually sent a beautiful thank you to B last Monday, just saying thank you for everything because it's just great.
You sent her some flowers to thank you?
No, I didn't. Oh, I should have. I did tell her I ate too many Turkish delights, but anyway.
Yeah, it sounds like you. Good to see nothing's changed. Good to see I'm not the only one who gets treated like this. Okay, but no, well done to the Travelling Film Festival, and I look forward to it now in 2026. Mr. Lee, a big show coming up. Let's take a look at what we've got on the show today. We're going to take a look at some new movies. We've got some top fives. We'll find out whereabouts you're sending me this week. Last week, where did you send me last week? It was... You thought it was actually quite good, but in the end, I thought it was Germany or something.
It was Germany, I think it was Germany.
We'll see where you're going to send me this week. We've got a massive calendar, as usual, with stuff coming up at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5 cinemas. Mr. Lee has some real news. We'll see what's coming up next week. And then, Mr. Lee, it's our last week of the Fast Flicks Challenge. Yeah.
It certainly is. A bit sad, isn't it?
We'll see whether or not we can give away another month's worth of movies. Dan took it out last week. We'll see if we can back it up 2 weeks in a row. We'll do that a bit later on.
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
And the first movie we've got that opened yesterday is The Conjuring Last Rites. Now, this is right up your alley, JT, I know, because you love all these sort of horror type movies. I can't believe there's been so many of them already. When you think in the Conjuring universe, this is the final installment, they're saying, which I hope. So let's take a listen to The Conjuring Last Rites.
The devil has come to Pennsylvania.
And Smurl claim that an evil presence has found its way into their home.
Eight people live in this house. Eight people have experienced this. Eight people are not crazy.
So, when did this start?
Heather's confirmation.
7th of September.
There's something.
There's an evil here. Something I've felt before. This thing in your house is a demon. It's the first one that we ever encountered. We were young. We were scared. We ran away. After all these years, it wasn't done with our family.
St. Michael. Defend us. Be our safeguard against the devil.
In nomine Patris, et Filii, Spiritus Sanctus. By the power of our Lord Jesus Christ.
I don't know how to protect you this time.
You can put your headphones back on now, Mr. Lee. The trailer's done.
Thank you. So good.
So good. I know it's not for you, but yeah, as a horror fan, I can't wait to see this one.
It actually made me jump. Mm. I did take them off my headphones because I just went, no, I can't do it.
And The Conjuring, such a successful franchise, so no doubt this is going to go that extra mile. Vera Farmiga, Patrick Wilson in this one, also Mia Tomlinson. So, yeah, so some good names there. Now, Mr. Lee, if you're not into horror, but maybe you know, you want a good laugh, we've been talking about The Roses, and finally it's here. I've got to say, watching the trailer, I was in stitches in parts. Like, it's just, it looks so funny.
You know, to have these two, they've never acted together, which is Benedict Cumberbatch and Olivia Colman. Their chemistry on screen is incredible. Now, this is the remake of a 1981 movie called War of the Roses. And this one, as JT just said, it's called The Roses. Let's have a listen.
For you, dear, I'd do anything.
I do believe that's true.
It really is.
Theo Rose, my favorite architect.
How's married life?
The kids are amazing.
We're going to the beach!
Right, don't drown.
Ivy, it's a monster success.
Would you do a photo shoot for New York Magazine?
Nude?
I don't think so.
Well, I'll do it anyway.
But you are still a failure.
You got fired.
Fired?
Shh.
I sense trouble. How was your day?
The neighbor's dog shat in the laundry. The kids have got knit together. My left eye's twitching.
More champagne for me, please.
If you need a shoulder or an inner thigh to lean on.
What?
I'm kidding.
Everybody seems to think
we hate each other. I suppose sometimes I do hate you. Ugh, sporadic hatred.
It's infused with tarragon and adds a bit of bitterness.
Ivy likes to leave a little bit of herself in everything she does.
I love this fun banter you guys do.
Sometimes Ivy's mad at me and I can't even tell.
Sometimes he's got his cock in me and I can't even tell.
We are done.
I say when we're done.
I just want the house.
I built it.
Oh, you're not having the house. We want everything.
And he walks out of here with his face still attached. Right, Bruno?
Wow.
You're a bottomless pit of need. You're just making me madder.
I get this wart.
Jesus, no.
Things are getting a little out of hand.
Well, you think?
I don't think you have the capacity to fix your problems.
Are you actually allowed to say that?
That seems unprofessional.
Yes, like malpractice.
Yeah. We'll be expecting a hefty discount.
Oh, that's my favourite scene. That is.
It just sounds so good, doesn't it? Like, yeah.
When you can't fix something, it's better just to be honest. Yeah, that is The Roses. That is out now. Mr. Lee, time for an action movie. We love a good action. And most actions nowadays, as they are, mixed with a bit of comedy.
Yeah, look, this is the new one from director James Madigan, and it's called Fight or Flight, starring Josh Hartnett, who's coming out everywhere at the moment. He's been in a few movies for the last few years, hasn't he? It's all about his character who has to track down a person, identify them, and protect them because they're a wanted criminal and they're on board a commercial airline. Does that sound interesting?
It does. That's what has me intrigued, right?
Yes. Yes. Me too. Like, there's, what, 500 people if it's an A380, so you got to track them down.
Oh, he knows his planes as well as his movies. Let's have a look at the trailer.
What am I doing here, Catherine?
We're tracking a high-value target.
The ghost is a Black Hat terrorist.
Deliver the mark to us alive, you get your life back.
We have a big problem.
There isn't a country in the Western Hemisphere that doesn't have a bounty on the ghost's head.
Are you telling me that plane is full of killers?
Rough night?
Open the door.
1 second!
You're looking for someone that's on this plane.
And other people are looking too.
Right. Can you focus on the change into?
Who hired you? You're not even sober.
Getting way closer than I'd like to be. If I bring your ghost in alive, I'm free. What the hell are you doing?
I was trying to help you!
Now, these people have paid a lot of money for first-class service, and I cannot have them disturbed.
What the? They're going through the luggage. There must be something we can use as weapons. Oh, yeah.
The security of millions is at stake.
There's the epicness, the action, all on board. An A380 that holds 500 people, apparently. So, anyway, there you go. So, if you love your action films, you'll love that one. It's Fight or Flight, as well as Action Mr. Lee, screening at the moment. Caught Stealing with Austin Butler and your mate, Matt Smith.
Yes, and we've also got the Fantastic Four, First Steps, Freakier Friday, How to Train Your Dragon, The Naked Gun, Primitive War, The Smurfs, Weapons, special screening on Sunday of Kangaroo, which doesn't open until September 18, Kangaroo Island, The Life of Chuck, Mr. Burton, Jurassic World Rebirth, and Luca, Chapter 1, Chandra, which is a Bollywood movie.
You gonna get the plug about where you can go for times and stuff, or do you not want to?
Sorry, I forgot about that. Check your local cinema website for box office session times and all that sort of stuff.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard with the Talking Flicks Top 5.
Rehearsals went so much better.
A professional podcast here, and Mr. Lee's let the team down. Yeah. Well, I'll show some professionalism now, okay, and you can just do your thing, and we'll do some top fives. Mr. Lee has decided to send me somewhere cold this week. I knew it wouldn't last long. Cold, overcast, usually gloomy, but, you know, it is where you find the royals. So, Mr. Lee, whereabouts am I off to this week? I don't know.
This week, because we've got Downton Abbey starting next week, I thought it'd be nice to head to England, sunny old England.
Oh, beautiful. England. Okay, number five for England is Freakier Friday, London, yes. Number four is The Bad Guys 2. Number three is Weapons. Okay. Wasn't that funny, Mr. Lee? Number two is Jaws 50th anniversary screening. And number one for England is... Oh, they're loving roses right now.
Yeah, which is really good. Yeah. Let's head off to the USA. Number five, The Roses. Number four is Freakier Friday. Number three is Caught Stealing. Number two is the 50th anniversary screening of Jaws. And number one for another week.
Hold on a tick. I'm just trying to cut the music off. There we go. Now who's professional?
It's Weapons. Now, I will say this has been the longest running number one movie in the States for 2025 so far.
Wow. I did not see that coming. I mean, it's a great movie. Yeah, great movie. But to see a horror stay at the top for as long as it has, you don't often see that, do you? So,
right. Definitely not.
Let's do the top five for Oz. Number five, great to see Jaws. Number five, the Aussies getting out and supporting the 50th anniversary screening of the 1975 classic. Freakier Friday in at four. Number three, Andre Rieu, the big boy. His 2025 Maastricht concert, Waltz the Night Away, comes in at number three. Shame my nan had to miss that, although I'm sure Grant Lee went along to have a look for her. Number two is Weapons, and number one for Oz, it is, this is a new one, The Naked Gun.
Well,
Liam Neeson.
Big surprise.
Yeah, Pamela
Anderson. People loving it.
Yeah, I reckon.
Really good.
Yeah, no, very good. There you have it. That is the top fives for this week. Right now,
from the red carpet to the big screen and everything in between, it's Talking Flicks, real news.
It's all falling apart, Mr. Lee.
Miss, what's going on today?
I don't know. You're putting me off.
Yeah.
You know, I was going all right until you decided to screw it up. This is your segment, so I'm going to shut up because you get to give us some news, some goss.
No worries. Let's talk about... I did give a little bit of a spoiler about John Rambo on Wednesday's podcast. Sylvester Stallone, as we all know, played Rambo, but they're going to do a prequel, and Noah Centineo, who played Adam Smasher in Black Adam, is going to play John Rambo, and that's what the movie's going to be called. And as we know, this is based on a novel called First Blood from 1972. And then, of course, we had the movie in 1982, then the sequel in 85, and so on and so on. So very interesting that they're going to do this, which is good news. Now, the other thing, too, is Drew Barrymore has said that she would really like to do a remake of the 1992 classic movie Death Becomes Her. Do you remember that movie? It had Meryl Streep and...
That was my time. It's good.
I think it'd be interesting because what she's saying is she really wants Jennifer Aniston and Adam Sandler, who have starred in a few movies together already, yeah. as well as Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler. So I reckon that would actually work out quite well, the three of them. I reckon it'd be good.
Because she was in that movie with him. Remember she keeps forgetting the memory? Yeah. And she keeps going back and dates. That's it. Yeah, yeah. Oh, that was a great movie, wasn't it? They did so well together in that movie.
They did Blended. They've done Wedding Singer. They have done so many movies together. And then Jennifer Aniston and Adam Sandler have been in a few movies together as well, which is really good. But, yeah, I hope they do something because I reckon the three of them would be fun. It would be good.
Get out your calendar as we go around the screen. Here's what's coming up at the Forum 6 in Odeon 5 Cinemas.
So in Wagga, Tamworth and Orange on September 14, we've got our next opera, which is the Met Opera, and it's Fidelio, is it?
Fidelio, Fidelio? Mr. Lee. Fidelio.
Fidelio. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. And I'm also very happy to announce that we're going to be doing the 50th anniversary screening in Wagga, Tamworth and Orange on October 31 of the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, yes, the time warp.
Yes. Oh, what a classic. I have to say, I love that movie. I can just watch it and watch it. And you still just, Brad and Janet, what can I say? But anyway, Tamworth, we've also got a seniors movie and lunch happening for Downton Abbey on the 17th. And then we've got a girls' night happening for the Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey with Margot on September 18th. So that's going to be fun.
Oh, Margot.
And I know that JT will be there for sure. In
Margot's in my search history. Like, you know, if you go through there, she's guaranteed to be in my search history somewhere, Mr. Lee.
I'm sure she's
it's
your
better
whole
than class. Well, it's better than the one you got in yours, the grandma, what's her name?
Annette Bening is not that bad.
She's ancient. Okay.
She's not.
So you're going to tell me you're going to switch that lady for the Bennington lady, wherever it is, for Margot Robbie. You would not do that, Mr. Lee.
No, I wouldn't. Heading off to Orange now, September 12 to 14. They've got a Toy Story 30th anniversary screening happening. And then also on September 14, 17, the Orange Film Society will be playing Holy Cow, which sounds very interesting, but it's not what you think. It's all about making cheese in the western part of the French Alps.
Just as good as having porridge on the big screen. So I look forward to that. We'll talk more about that next week, though, as well as Downton Abbey. Now, there we go.
Okay, thank you.
Yes,
sorry, it makes it sound so much better. It sounds very proper, doesn't it, when we have the music playing?
Well, this is, very Downton Abbey, this one, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Are you looking forward to this, Mr. Lee? Like, is this, I don't take you for a Downton Abbey kind of guy, but I could, you know, you surprise me sometimes.
Yeah, well, I have to say I haven't seen the TV show or any of the movies. I've seen bits and pieces, but can I say this is going to be the final one, and that's why they call it the grand finale, because it will be the final one. And this will be the first one that Maggie Smith won't be in it.
So, how big is this going to be, Mr. Lee?
It's going to be huge. Yeah, it's going to be big because a lot of Downton Abbey people are out there and they loved the last two movies. So I reckon this will be in the top fives in a few weeks.
All right, we'll be talking more about that next week. That is Downton Abbey, the grand finale. Our Talk and Flickster, speaking of next week, we'll be reviewing The Conjuring Last Rites. That will be Wednesday at midday.
Yes, that's going to be fun, isn't it, for me?
Way to win free movies for a month. It's time to play Fast Flicks.
Yes, Mr. Lee, today's contestant to take on Fast Flicks is... Oh, sorry.
Hey,
I put your mic on. Hold on. Sorry. Oh. Your mic's back on now. Yeah. Oops.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
And we're nearly at the end.
So today's challenger is Zane. Welcome to Fast Flicks, Zane.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm a bit nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous.
No, don't be.
Just shake it off. just shake it off. But how this works is we have got a couple more categories in play, which Grant will roll out very soon. We'll then give you five questions from that category, 30 seconds. Get all questions right in 30 seconds, you score a month's worth of movies. So that's all right to end the week with, isn't it?
That's not a bad deal, I think.
Yeah, all right. Well, Mr. Lee, those categories in play are the ones from...
We've had two go already. One was comedy and one was Naked Gun movies. So the two that are in play, and you get to choose either one, is action or Jaws, the movie.
Action. Easy.
Action? No worries. Let's lock all it right, in.
Locked in.
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
Well, we'll put 30 seconds on the clock, and if you don't know the answer to a question, say pass, and we'll come back to it, and the time will start after Grant asks the first question.
Question one, who plays John Wick in the John Wick movies?
Keanu Reeves.
Question two, in which 2022 action sequel does Tom Cruise fly jets again?
Top Gun Maverick.
Question three, what superhero does Gal Gadot play in the DC movies?
Wonder Woman.
Question four, in The Bourne Identity, what is the name of the operation that Jason Bourne was part of?
Pass.
Question five, in Terminator 2, Judgment Day, what is the name of the liquid metal Terminator?
The T-800.
All right, we're done, Mr. Lee. That's
we're
it.
Done?
Yes, we're done. Time is gone. We went a little bit over, but that's okay. We got it all in bar one, but let's go from the top and see how Zane went with action.
Question one, who plays John Wick in the John Wick movies? Of course, Keanu Reeves. You got that one right. Question two, in which 2022 action sequel does Tom Cruise fly jets again? Of course, Top Gun Maverick, which was huge in 2022. Question three, what superhero does Gal Gadot play in the DC movies? Of course, Wonder Woman, and she did a great job. In question four, in The Bourne Identity, what is the name of the operation that Jason Bourne was part of? It was Treadstone. I'm sorry, you didn't get that one. We passed on that one. Now, in question five, it was in Terminator 2, Judgment Day, what is the name of the liquid metal Terminator? You said the T-800, was it?
Yes.
Sorry, it was T-1000.
Oh!
It was so close, Zane, so close.
Not far off. But
so, well done. You got three out of five anyway, so that's awesome.
I'll take it. That's still a pass. Take that.
Yeah. And because you've got three and you got over our qualifying amount, you get a couple of tickets to go watch a movie anyway.
Yes, I'll take that.
Hey, well done. Yeah. Well, I think that deserves. We've got to give him a. Yeah. Got to give him one of those. He's done a good job. So good on you, Zane. Thanks heaps for playing, mate, and well done.
No, thanks for having me. Love you, lads.
Oh, we love you too, mate. Isn't he a great guy, Zane? Loving us.
Certainly is. We like people like that, don't we?
Yeah, and he wasn't sucking up because he lost. No. So, you know, it was, there you go.
It's a nice thing that he was just happy to be on the podcast.
And that's the last Fast Flicks, Mr. Lee. Yes, it's going on ice for a bit.
We're just going to put it away for a little while and bring something fresh and new out next week.
That's right. So still a chance to get your hands on some movie tickets. We'll tell you more about that next week. And all I can say is it's a bit of a listening exercise, this one. I'm not giving too much away. Yeah.
No. So it's going to be good.
That will be next week on Talkin' Flicks. Mr. Lee, the time has come. We have to get out of here. We're done for the week.
We certainly are. I just cannot believe it's another week. And, so what are you up to on the weekend?
Well, Father's Day this weekend, Mr. Lee. Right? So happy Father's Day to you.
Happy Father's Day to you. Can I just say, I actually celebrated it last weekend because my son was home from uni for the week, and so we actually had Father's Day last Sunday, so that's why I had forgotten about that.
Yeah, no. I know exactly why you celebrated it last weekend, Mr. Lee.
Why?
It's cheaper.
It was.
They jack the prices up everywhere you go on Father's Day, right? So you're like getting the weekend early.
Yeah, and I have to say, yeah, it was less busier too. It wasn't so busy where we went. So,
well, I should have said happy Father's Day to you last weekend. I feel a bit ripped off now. So,
Well, can I just say it didn't kind of happen until Saturday, so you wouldn't have known. I didn't know either, so there you go.
Well, happy Father's Day for Sunday anyway, Mr. Lee.
Yeah, thank you. You too.
And to all our Talk and Flicks dads out there, so yeah. Hopefully you do something with your old man. Take him to the movies.
Yeah, go watch Kangaroo because it's special preview screening for Father's Day and you get to see it before everybody else.
Yeah. Well, we're getting out of here, Miss Lee. We're going to have a taco today.
Oh, all right. Nice. Did you make them?
Yes, I did.
Nice. I love tacos.
Yeah, extra seasoning in these ones. Yep. Ooh, and the shell extra crunchy. So that's lunch today, my friend. Do you like guacamole? Awesome. Guacamole on yours? Like a bit of...
Oh, yeah. Definitely. A bit of cheese and salsa as well.
Well, you are in for a very good day, Mr. Lee. So lunch is served. We'll go and do that and we'll catch you midday at Wednesday. Bye.
Bye for now.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talkin' Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.